Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, back live, 3 o'clock hour at the Amerant Bank Arena. Oh, Panthers lightning action tonight, game two. Mike Cugno from CBS4 is sitting down with us. He is going to join us for the entire hour. You can watch his live reports from the Amerant Bank Arena tonight on CBS4. Just on CBS4 or HQ as well?
No, just CBS4.
Just today. CBS4. Yep. Do you know what time your live hits will be?
5:09 specifically. Mm. That'll be me and Goldie. We'll do a whole game breakdown, everything that's going on. And then 6:24, we'll do our typical sportscast from here.
Wow. So yep. You're here at 3 o'clock.
Yes.
And your first time on the air is in the 5 o'clock hour?
Well, I'm here at 3 o'clock because you asked me to be here at 3 o'clock.
Perhaps.
I left my wife and child early.
That was part of it. Solana, what time did you show up today for our 2 p.m. show?
Around 1:59-ish.
What time did Crowder show up today? Crowder hasn't even shown up for this segment yet. Uh-huh. What time did Crowder show up for today's 2 o'clock show?
I see him. He's putting on his shirt once again. I don't know why the shirt was off, but I'm viewing
why
that
is it
right
this
now.
On the... feed.
Yeah.
I know.
You're going to get eyeballs.
Feed. Come on. We want to see him putting on his shirt. There you go. There he is. Oh, he's putting on a pivot shirt. Yeah. It's all about marketing.
Yeah. I wear this shirt from his comedy special to the gym sometimes.
Yeah. And I have
to remember that there is an F-bomb on the back of that.
Oh, thing. There is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even notice
that. Yeah. So, like,
I have one at home. Right. I've never noticed that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have to be careful. Like, depending on which gym I go to. Because I go to a couple, like, time of day. Like, yeah, I don't want to be that guy.
But you could handle your business if you were that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be all right.
There's Crowder wearing his Pivot t-shirt. He's in New York. Do you want to tell everybody where you're at, or is it still a secret?
Yeah, come out in a couple days.
All right. I know the secret.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I guess?
I'll text you, Mike.
All right.
They just gave us here at the Amerant Bank Arena some goodies. These are some 30th anniversary collectible hockey cards. So I can save some for Chan and Ava and Chaz if you want.
Thank you.
We've got the rally towel, time to hunt, and some car windshield sun protectors.
Huh.
You know, you put that in the front of your car, and no sun gets in.
That's for white people. Black people never have window protectors.
Is that so?
Yeah, we don't do that.
I didn't realize that. Is your mic connected?
I have no idea. Let me.
I just texted you. Yeah, I don't believe it is, Crowder.
It might be because it was a little bit echoey, but it may not be connected.
Hello?
Yeah, there you go.
There it is.
It's true. The window protector is also for the people who still use, like, the club on the
I used to love the club.
My dad had both.
The club was the
reflector
best.
And the club.
305, Mike.
It's 305.
Dale.
Dale.
I was like, is that in my head or is that up?
Dale.
You should have seen Joe Zagacki's reaction once when he was filling in for us and no one told him.
I thought it was the rapture. came over.
The rapture. Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And Tampa, we're coming for that ass.
We're coming for that ass, Cugno. Agree or disagree?
I agree. I said it the other day on our show, and so I'm texting Solana on the side that I'm not scared of the big cat anymore.
I mean, I'm still scared. I don't know what you want me to tell you, Mike. I mean,
one more dub tonight, Solana. One more dub tonight, and you won't be scared.
Well, I mean, the playoffs don't start until a home team loses. We know that.
We covered that in the 2 o'clock hour. Also, for the draft, if you want to use a motor that never stops running, feel free.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Work hard guy, really loves the game.
It's a best of seven series, Mike, and Vasilevsky's really good, and you got the better of him in game one, but the Panthers absolutely dominated for most of that game, and they only won 3-2. So, I mean, and one of those goals was an empty netter. I mean, it scares me.
It's the playoffs. It's not going to be, 5-1 unless you're Boston and Toronto in game one. It's going to be a little tighter. It's not going to be 7-6, 5-4 games. Like, what do you expect?
Okay, I just hope Bob can stand on his head the rest of the series.
Excellent terminology. Right, he's just using the term.
I know.
He's got me
because Bob doesn't have to stand on his head when the defense only gives up 17 shots.
Well, problem is if people start going top shelf like Kucherov.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Start lighting the lamp.
Yeah.
Between the wickets.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
Glove side.
Yeah.
What are y'all talking about?
Let's get headlines here because, Cugno is a sports anchor himself. So this will be interesting. He can critique Solana. You've probably never watched him do headlines. You may have heard him, get to watch him on the video feed. So go ahead. Here are your 3 o'clock headlines with Alejandro Solana.
They're driven by the new Palmetto
Ford. Kind of our Elliot Rodriguez.
I'm taking notes.
All right.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks.
Are you flexing, Cugno, or is that just your definition?
That's just the definition.
His bicep is immaculate.
Unbelievable.
Thank you, Crowder.
That is something.
Is that a Taylor shirt? Or
I thought maybe he has body paint.
No, it's not. It's not Taylor.
I can't understand
Solana, you're off to a hot start.
Why I don't look like him? I don't get it.
You have a full bag of Doritos.
It's so well defined. I don't get it.
Hawk, you look like Cugno about 10 years ago, right?
I look like Cugno when he drops off in the bathroom.
Taking the kids to the pool.
Hawk, were you ever in shape? Like 14?
That was the quickest.
No, I was skinny, and I had great cardio. I used to be able to run very well, but I wasn't like cut like him.
Never had muscle.
Nah.
7%.
Lie. You're not 7%.
I swear. I was. I don't know what I am now, but
lie.
He doesn't eat anything unhealthy, and he works out like a fiend. Of course he's 7%.
Bro, LeBron is 7%. Like that's what he's comparing himself to. I mean, 10% sure, but 7%? That's LeBron James.
I could send you a picture if that makes you feel
I'm
better.
Good, actually.
Thank you. All right.
I'm good.
What are y'all about to do here? I don't like this little
I don't know,
together.
But I'll tell you what. I don't know if you've ever seen why I don't do yoga, Cugno, but I'll send you a picture.
Don't open it, Cugno. Do not open this link. Got it earlier.
And those are your headlines.
Cugno's like, every time he does this, because TV is very serious. And this wouldn't fly.
Well, you can't go off on this tangent.
Right.
Sure.
They go,
hey, you have a minute and a half here. Right. Keep it tight.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
All right. Let's get headlines with Solana so that we can, in the next segment, talk with Cugno more about the draft and the Panthers, all that hoo-ha. Yep.
Game two between the Lightning and the Florida Panthers is tonight. Amerant Bank Arena. Puck drops at 7:30. Listen to the game here with Doug Plagans, WQAM. Panthers preview begins at 7 tonight.
All right.
Ryan Lomberg is out tonight, by the way, because of an illness, so the Lamborghini will not play.
How do you like that, where he delivers the headline for the game
and
then does a little bit of a pregnant pause and then says, By the way, Ryan Lomberg out tonight.
A little side angle there. No, I like that. I like the Panther preview. The alliteration was good. I started out with my notes said a lot of hard eye contact on whatever you were reading, but then you broke away from that and it made it more conversational. So, no, from where you started to where you finished, two different places, but that overall, I'll give you that an A-.
Oh, that was good.
Okay.
That was good.
A-, that's good.
Yeah, all right.
He's not done. He's just getting started.
Oh.
Yeah, that was just the Panthers.
Well, never mind. Hold on.
All right.
Tomorrow, the Miami Heat, they'll play game two between the Heat and the Celtics. It'll be from TD Garden. It's a 7 p.m. start time, which means our show will end early. Pre-Heat begins at 5:45. The Heat did release their injury report. No Jimmy Butler, we know. No Terry Rozier and no Josh Richardson. Same three guys out for the Miami Heat tomorrow.
All right.
There was one long pause in there.
You like that or not?
One long, a little too long. A little quicker.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Look at his pecs.
Not exactly.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's really just ridiculous.
Crazy.
The Marlins got shut out 3-0 versus Atlanta last night. Game two of their three-game series begins tonight at 7:20 p.m.
What do you think about that pause?
Again, a little too long. It's like
you didn't think it emphasized the game?
Right.
Right. It's a pause for effect.
But think about the story. It's the Marlins. They lost again. Kind of just want to get through that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got you.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
A lot of drama happening there.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, now that I think about it, you see him work. Solana's on CBS4 on Sunday nights all the time.
He does a great job.
Yeah. I think he and Goldie tried to take over last Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was two weeks ago. I think they tried to basically take over the show because, you know.
They pushed you and Samantha out.
There are quite literally just pushed us to the edge of the desk.
Yeah.
You know, we have to give him the Hochman treatment. Invite him on and then don't. Don't let him
say
it's
a sensitive topic.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Does Solana dress like a Jehovah's Witness?
Does he look like he's knocking on doors when he comes in with the suit and tie? And...
No. No.
Do you ever call him Brother Solana?
He's.
Let's get a Heat update with Brother Solana.
Guess what's going to happen this Sunday? Brother Solana from Heat Radio. I could see your DMs coming in on Instagram on this video, on this phone.
But that was from a pal. That was from a pal earlier. Ignore those. Oh, my DMs on my phone.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant on the chat here.
No. I can see your DMs rolling through. I'm afraid what's going to happen.
I'm assuming they're all from Manny. I sent him a picture of me and Cuno. He had been peppering me all show, so I sent him a picture.
Let me hold something.
There was some Miami Hurricanes news.
You could see
yesterday.
A buddy film though a mission. You know, one of these Jehovah Witnesses missions with Solana and Tommy Tig, like in a foreign country. That I mean, that has hit written all over it. Wouldn't you watch that, Crowder? That has, talk about a buddy comedy. Solana and Tommy Tig, you know, the old
Tommy's
fish out of water
Tommy's
story.
Tommy's just pissed off at Solana the entire time.
Yeah. Solana's trying to make,
the best of the situation.
The best of the situation.
Tommy's trying to get the hell home.
That's a good buddy film right there.
Uh-huh. It sounds a lot like our pregame shows. I mean, Tommy's pissed off the entire time.
Wait, I tell you what, on air, he sounds like he likes you. That's all
Solana
that matters.
Trying to make the best of a bad situation.
Nah, he's the best, man. He really is. Mm-hmm. The Miami Hurricanes, they lost a couple important pieces. I shouldn't say important. I don't really know if they're important or not, but they did lose some guys in the transfer portal. Yesterday, edge rusher Jaden Wayne, he was the second front seven defender to transfer out of the U yesterday. The other was Jared Harrison Hunte. So 8 front seven defensive players have entered the transfer portal since December for the Canes.
The Hunte or Hunt?
There's an E at the end of that Hunt.
By the way, If it's a headline, it's important. Don't go midway through the headline and go, actually, I don't know if this is very important.
Oh, and then, wait a second. You've never heard his golf update then. Wait a second. If you want to hear Solana at his finest, fire this up. Just because Cuno's a professional, and when you hear it from us, you don't seem to take it to heart. This is Solana getting his first real break on the air. It's the Dono and Frito show, and he is finally become a producer, and he's able to do headlines, the Sports Flash headlines at the top of the hour, which for Dono and Frito was a little more serious and regimented than, say, these headlines. So Solana, you'd think a young up-and-coming broadcaster might take it seriously, might look at the names, and might not telegraph that it's not important to him. He has to do a golf update. There's a tournament going on.
Yeah.
You'll see pretty quickly
how it gets away from him
that he doesn't know golfers' names and has brought up a leaderboard online that maybe doesn't have their complete names.
Oh, God.
And he's a little bit flustered. And then he lets you know that he doesn't really care about
the abbreviation, like T. Woods.
Oh, listen, here it is.
Over the PGA Championship leaderboard, as Bjorn is 3-under par right now, tied with B. Horschel and Thompson. I don't know. I don't know golf. I got to be honest. You good over there, Dono? I don't know the first names.
You couldn't find a leaderboard with the first
name? No,
the last name. You're Horschel and Thompson.
Golf expert.
There's so
Alex
much
Solano.
Here. I say, you've got to listen to this like it's this Zapruder film.
Oh, God.
He goes, Bjorn,
yeah,
B. Horschel, and Thompson. Long pause, and then he just says, I don't know golf. As if we haven't figured this out.
By and Bjorn. And Bjorn, you knew.
And Thompson.
Wait.
But listen to this again. Then he just wants to forget it ever happened, and he says, hey, Dono, you good?
Like, you got this.
Like,
you good with that?
Taking no
live
ownership
on air
over what's happening. Play it one more time so we can listen very closely.
Over the PGA Championship leaderboard, as Bjorn is 3-under par right now, tied with B. Horschel and Thompson. I don't know. I don't know golf. I got to be honest. You good over there, Dono? I don't know the first
you
names.
Could, you could tell
you
the exact moment
the
he knew
names?
He was in trouble.
No, I could not.
Wait, time for golf, like, all golf you have to do is bring up a leaderboard that has the first and last name. You are golden. Like,
by the way, who is Bjorn? I don't even
he's
know
still
who that
he's
is.
Still in the tournament. He's still in the tournament. I don't know how to pronounce his first name.
Me neither.
That's good work out of him right there, right?
I love Solana so much.
I love so much. There is so it is such a perfect encapsulation of who he is. I don't know golf. As if we couldn't figure that out.
Right.
Are you good, Dono? Yeah. Like, what?
You're good, Mo.
What you got to do next time is just not that there's going to be a next time for that, but you got to lead with, all right, I don't know golf. So let's just get through this.
It's
and then,
like,
and then you tee it up.
You see, like in you know in the army, somebody throwing themselves over a grenade to protect everyone else.
Right.
That was Solana catching a grenade, throwing it at Dono. Here you go.
It was him trying to throw the grenade over the wall, and it bounces off, and he catches it. That's what that was.
Catches it and then just hands it to Dono.
You good, Dono? You good?
I love that. That is great. All right, go ahead. What else do we have in the headlines, Solana?
I don't remember signing up for this, by the way. I just want to be honest.
Me either. I didn't come for the whole hour, and here I am.
The Cavs did take a 2-0 series lead over the Magic yesterday. They win by 10. Knicks win a stunner at the Garden over the Sixers. The Sixers, by the way, they're filing and they're asking the NBA to investigate. went on yesterday.
Come on. Kyle Lowry went on. That was the Kyle Lowry experience in the last minute. The missed free throw. Not calling a timeout, because I think they still had a timeout.
Did they have a timeout there?
He can be the smartest player for 95% of the game, and then all of a sudden.
Why did they not call a timeout there?
I don't know.
He was the one inbounding it, right?
Yeah.
Then who was it? Was it Tyrese Maxey? Why didn't he call a timeout when he was on the ground?
Well, Nick Nurse claims that he was signaling for a timeout the entire time, not while Lowry was inbounding, but while Tyrese Maxey was on the ground. But when you watch the video replay, it almost looks like Nick Nurse is watching the play, and the second the Knicks grab the ball, he starts signaling for a timeout.
Right.
I don't know.
Lowry's got to make that call.
I was going to say, the reason that you have a Lowry on the team is for that veteran leadership for that particular situation.
In crunch time, they wanted the guy that would make the right choices at those times. The missed free throw, I was like, oh, this is.
Wow, I can't believe they had a timeout. I didn't realize that.
Who was that? Yeah. Who was that NFL coach that snuck the challenge flag out of his sock real smooth? Remember
Wasn't
that? Was that Belichick?
That was Belichick. I think it was Belichick, because he was the only one that used to keep it in his sock.
He kind of tossed it on the sideline just in case. Like, yeah, man, make a decision, man. That's Nick Nurse's fault. I saw that video, Solana.
And then the Nuggets win in dramatic fashion over the Lakers last night. Jamal Murray hits a game winner over Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis ends up in the worst imaginable situation, where he's just sitting on the Nuggets bench after getting a shot drained over him while the entire team is celebrating in his face.
That's what it's like when this segment ends, when I'm in the show. Like, it's me on the visitor bench, and everybody else is laughing and having a good time and celebrating, and I gotta go home.
You're questioning why you ever left New Orleans.
Right. Yeah.
Your weather, it's sponsored by the DeMesmin & Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy, gorgeous afternoon. Not a cloud in the sky right now. Tonight, the lows will be in the mid-70s. That's your weather.
All right. We're at the Amerant Bank Arena, which is, completely cloudy. Very little sun peeking through. But listen, you can't cover the entire market in one weather update. Cuño is flabbergasted by your weather.
Because he always gets me. It's always... Yeah, it looks good out here. It's sunny and 70, and it'll be like a thunderstorm.
It's shocking. He puts in the amount of effort that he put into Beon and Thompson.
I don't know, Donna. What do you think of the weather?
How you doing over there, Donna?
You good?
All right, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Mike Cuño is going to sit with us till the 4 o'clock hour here at the Amerant Bank Arena. So do not go anywhere. We'll talk some Panthers and Dolphins with him in a moment.
There's a lot of ways to make whiskey, but there's only one way to make Jack Daniels. Jack could have been like all those other whiskeys. You know what they do instead? They charcoal mellow every single drop through 10 feet of hard sugar maple charcoal. They only use the water from Cave Springs Hollow right there in Lynchburg, Tennessee, where Jack is made. But we don't need to tell you that, do we? Make it count. Jack Daniels, please drink responsibly. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol volume. Jack Daniels, distillery, liquor from Tennessee. Jack Daniels, older, 7th registered March 2020. Jack Daniels, all rights reserved.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Why you got a 12-car garage when you only got 6 cars?
Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, back live at the Amerant Bank Arena. Mike Cugno is with us. Crowder is in New York, and then Crowder will be in Detroit tomorrow. Hey. They got the draft in Detroit on Thursday. Tomorrow, Cugno, you've seen Crowder in action in comedy. He has two performances in Detroit tomorrow.
Are you nervous?
Now, why do y'all ask that?
I
no,
asked him
I'm
the same
nervous.
Thing yesterday because it's not the home crowd. Yeah. Like, you know, people know you down here. And when I say know you, they know who you are. But down here, because you're on the air for 4 hours a day, they know you. You're a friend. So it's a little bit different. Are we getting in your head?
You're a touring comedian now. You've taken the show on the road. It's a big deal.
You know what? And, okay, so I'm not nervous, Cugno, but last night I did the old school street team. So I got flyers made and I walked around Detroit just passing out
good
flyers
for
to
you,
people.
Man.
Is that good for you?
That's awesome.
Is that?
It's pretty cool, but I was talking to people that talked to me. So I'd walk around the corner and it'd be a big group of dudes. They'd be like, "Damn, you that dude off the show." I'm like, "Hey, Channing Crowder, man, come to the comedy show." Da, da, da. So it does range. It's a bigger net than I think y'all are giving it credit for. And the stories are funny. I don't give a damn who it is. I could tell somebody to tell my story and it'll still be funny.
Oh, I agree. I think that you're a natural, and I don't have any doubts that you'll do well. There's just a difference between playing at home and playing on the road.
By the
way. And that's the only point that I was trying to bring.
I don't know if anyone could tell your stories. Because, like, if I saw your story in a headline by someone else, it would be like Florida man.
Right. You know, that's a good point.
You know, like, that's
a good point.
Yeah, like, there goes the state of Florida again.
Let me try out the Labusi story as my own and see.
See how that works.
Tell the Labusi story at your next get together.
I will. I'm going to do so.
This is silly.
Should I do play-by-play about what's happening?
Please don't. By the way,
now I have Drake content.
Oh, that's right, because you're in a rap bat. You're in a rap beef.
I knew you were going to flip that for your benefit.
Of course, you called it 2 weeks ago.
It was a ploy.
Yeah,
I'm on to you.
It wasn't a ploy, but I am going to get about 15 minutes out of it tomorrow night.
Good for you. We have tickets for Imagine Dragons. They are bringing their world tour to West Palm Beach, the I Think Financial Amphitheater, at the end of August. And we're going to give away a pair every day this week and two pairs today because we're swell guys. So keep listening. It's a Live Nation show. I might give away a pair this segment, especially if someone reminds me towards the end of the segment. A pair of Imagine Dragons tickets for the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm Beach. Mike Cugno from CBS4 is sitting here with us. You'll be able to watch him on CBS4 tonight from the Amerant Bank Arena. I'm guessing you were impressed with what you saw from the Panthers game one on Sunday.
I was. I was very impressed. When I think your stars show up in the biggest games, I think to me that's what it's all about. So when you have Barkov play the game he did, Verhage scores, obviously the pivotal goal, and Sam Reinhart. It's not like he had a drop off or anything. Sam Reinhart scores the opening goal for the Cats, and Bob only had to stop 17 shots. The defense played well. It seemed like everybody did their part. It's going to be a grind. I know it's not going to be the high-scoring games, but the Panthers haven't been that team for a while anymore. They did what they had to do, and to get that first one, I think if they had the series, if they lost that first game, that's where Panther fans might feel nervous considering the opponent and the goalkeeper. But again, I'll die on this hill. I'm not as, I don't know why, worried about the Vasilevsky stuff anymore.
But Mike, to your point, to the Lightning knocking us out of the playoffs a number of times and them being the big dog, like, shouldn't the Panthers be the big dog now? Like, why do we always go into Lightning series or Lightning games scared? They should be scared of us, and it's kind of what a lot of players and Paul was saying.
Right, like there's no reason to have an inferiority complex. It's just history, right? And but that's for the fans, because the fans have been hurt so many times by that team up the road in Tampa. So you get it, you understand it. But the Panthers have now been almost to the promised land, right? Like they got to the Stanley Cup final. They're 3 wins away from hoisting the cup. They are closer to the cup this year than Tampa is this year. So to me, that's why you have to take care of business. You can't falter. This is the NHL playoffs. Anything can happen. We saw it happen last year. But I think the Panthers have proven they're one of the top teams in the league, not just the East. You don't take anyone lightly. Sure, that's fine. But your expectations are higher now. You have to get past that mental hurdle of Tampa Bay.
Do you think they go back to the Stanley Cup Finals?
I do. Boston could be a problem. Carolina is always a scary team. I have friends who are Islander fans who are just in hell right now after the way the game ended the other night, where they gave up a couple goals in just a couple seconds. So it's not going to be easy, but the expectation is there. And as fans, it's all you can ask for. And if they don't make the Stanley Cup, be upset about it. Don't say, oh, it was a good year. You know, we can hang our hat on another good year. No, be upset about it, because that holds teams to higher expectations. It happens with the Heat. We saw getting to the finals just isn't good enough for Heat fans. They always want the next thing. They're holding Pat Riley's feet to the fire all the time, whether on social media or on TV, whatever. That's how fans have to be. So get past.
But you don't feel that way about the Heat, though, just because Jimmy's out.
This year, I mean, there is nuance in everything, but I think with the Heat, I think the problem is that the Heat knew that their ceiling was. Getting to the finals, they can get to the finals with a Jimmy Butler, sure. But even in the finals, whether it was the bubble or last year, you felt there was some component or piece missing that would get them over the hump, and they haven't figured out or found that piece yet. So, but that's why Heat fans get mad. And that's why you hear the blow it up stuff or trade Jimmy stuff, right? It's because they're searching for what the right answer would be.
And Mike, to that point, Hawk was talking about it earlier, where like 4 or 5, because I think the Heat might be able to steal a game at home, one game at home, whatever it is. But
yeah.
This roster, even with Jimmy, could we run it back again? And I'm not on that bandwagon. I think we need to go. I don't want to say blow it up. I want to keep Bam. I love Bam, yeah. But I think Jimmy or Tyler, if we can upgrade at those positions, we need to, because everybody has a big two or big three. I don't know if our big two or big three is good enough to compete with the East.
You don't blow it up, because you see how close they are, right? It's just finding that piece and making it work. They brought in Terry Rozier to help offensively. Obviously, he's not here right now. He's hurt. He can't help them from the bench. So you're missing Butler and Terry. That's going to hurt you. Could that have gotten you through the East? Maybe. Would it have beaten the Denver Nuggets in the finals again? I don't think so. There is something missing there. I mean, I'm looking at Aaron Gordon stand next to Anthony Davis, and I'm like, I didn't know that Aaron Gordon was as big as AD. I thought AD was like this unicorn, and that team is just big, athletic. They can shoot the ball. That team looks different than most teams in the NBA, and the Heat don't look that way.
So would you say the Panthers have a brighter future moving forward with the core that they've assembled, with Paul Maurice now, who seems like the perfect coach for this situation in Florida compared to the Heat, if Jimmy were healthy next season, if Bam comes back next season, and again, Miami tries to improve that roster or that core, Do you still think the Panthers have the brighter future moving forward?
Absolutely. And age, this is where age becomes a factor. Because Barkov, yes, he's been here like 10 years, but he's really in the prime of his career. But he's locked up for the long term. Kachuk's locked up for long term. He's young. Lundell's here. He's young. Like, you have all these pieces who are either young or young, but veteran and kind of in their prime, locked up long term. Whereas you look at Jimmy Butler, he's on the tail end of his career. It is what it is. He's only got, what, 2 years left on this Heat deal, owed $100 million over the next 2 years. That's, you know, it's tougher for, like, we look with Jimmy. He doesn't play 20 games a year. That's a big deal. If you're trying to go somewhere in the East, you can't keep doing it through the play-in. 20 games is the in the East is the difference between the 7 or 8 seed or the third, fourth, or fifth seed. And that makes a huge – how would you feel right now if you're the Heat playing the Magic or the Cavs? You'd feel a lot better even without Jimmy.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. When you talk about, you know, you have someone locked up for a while, we've talked with you about Tua before and locking him up, and he's the quarterback of the future. The NFL draft is Thursday. I've asked this of several people. Do you think the Dolphins get cutesy on Thursday night, or do they just kind of say, hey, 21, let's get some offensive line protection, or let's get a pass rusher, and let's bolster our cores and move on? Or do you think there's a chance Thursday night that something goes a little different than that?
The cutest thing I think they would do is maybe trade back a little bit. At 21, I mean, we heard Chris Greer say it. He doesn't have 21 first round grades on these guys in this class coming in. So could they trade back? I don't think they necessarily trade out of the first round. They could trade down in the first round, get a couple picks. They are missing some picks in this draft. I think they're missing a third and a fourth. So maybe you find something there where you can add a pick by moving a couple spots. That's about as cute as I think they'll get. If they believe that the board will still fall their way with the guy they want, or they're happy with taking best available, I think they'll do that. I can't see them. You know, the drafting of a quarterback thing to me was ridiculous. I think they can't tell you enough how much they like Tua and want to keep Tua here.
And Mike, what is that? Because I'm always a big advocate of getting fat guys, because fat guys really make the team and nobody respects them. Mm-hmm. But like you're saying, the best available thing. Somebody asked me recently, what if the best available is a receiver? And we already have Jalen and Reek. Like, do we get a receiver if somebody falls to us?
100%. If one of those top receivers falls to you, and that's the best available on the board, you go get them. Because look, Tyreek's not the biggest.
I think that would annoy me.
Jalen, no. I think that would excite me because no offense, to the offensive linemen and the guys in the trenches, they have to be there. They're important pieces, but they don't score touchdowns. You know, Jalen Waddle's contract coming up. I know they said they're gonna pick up his fifth year option. But to have another option offensively, we've seen the issues with tight end. They haven't had that guy that can go out there and have a big game. To me, giving Tua even more options, how does that hurt? And if you think that's the best available guy, then that's fine. Go get a receiver. Talking to Bo on our show the other day, he mentioned Keon Coleman from FSU. If you watched any FSU games this year, any ACC play, and you tell me that guy's on your team, you would love to see that highlight reel machine making plays for the Dolphins.
Hey, not if a quarterback doesn't have any time to throw it to him.
Tua gets the ball out quicker than most quarterbacks. I know that's dictated by the offense, but now you have another threat there that Tua can go to, not just Tyreek.
I'll tell you, Mike, and he's a personal friend of mine, but I think Jonnu Smith is going to really thrive in this offense because Mike McDaniels can put packages in for him, and he's a huge human being that runs real damn fast.
Yeah, and that helps. But they haven't had a Jonnu the last couple of years, right? They tried to make it work with Mike Gesicki, Mike McDaniel's first year. That didn't go well. Obviously, last year, the production level from the tight ends wasn't really there. I'm glad they addressed it, and it does give them an option and more targets. I mean, heck, just in the red zone alone, like, it's so hard to score inside the 20, inside the 10, when you don't have like a sure-handed big body guy like a Jonnu Smith who can help you get in there. It all had to be on the run. That's why I just wouldn't be surprised if they took an offensive weapon.
So does that mean we're not going to see any more back shoulder fades to Tyreek Hill, shortest guy in the field in the red zone?
Talk about being annoyed.
I mean, if you want to live in the moment in week one of the season where it worked for the game-winning touchdown against the Chargers, that was fine. But after that, it was tough to watch. I mean, it's tough to watch because you know, like, if they had a bigger receiver, I think, you know, Eric Azukama last year getting hurt, not playing. I think we may have seen a little bit more of him in the offense because he is a bit of a bigger guy. To me, I think maybe they were planning on using him a little bit more. They used him a lot in the preseason. He looked very good. He was a fast guy. But I think they're missing that. I mean, Braxton, great returner, sure-handed wide receiver, but obviously another one of those smaller wideouts that they have.
Where's Charles Clay when you need him?
When you need him.
I mean, unbelievable. Where's Anthony Fasano when you need him?
You make the joke, but it's true. I mean, you didn't have Anthony Fasano who can just catch a little flat route for you.
Although Gesicki could have, and they didn't use him. Yeah, he could have caught balls in the end zone. In the end zone?
No. Gesicki's a hurdler. Gesicki's a high jumper. Gesicki's a volleyball player.
I'm not arguing for him because he was
a volleyball player.
Flamed out here. Flamed out New England. Where did he go? Where did he end up?
The Bengals now.
The Bengals?
By the way, watch that workout.
It was why they brought Chase Claypool in. He was supposed to be that big body
guy.
That
didn't seem to work out either.
But that bringing him midseason, that's the offense is hard enough to learn, especially at the wide receiver position. That was just maybe it worked out for a game. And I think there was a game where he had a chance to make a play in the end zone where he let one slip through his hands. I can't remember which one.
Yep.
Was it? It might have been Tennessee. I'm forgetting which game it was. But it had that play won you one game, then the trade's worth it, right? It would have been a whole different story for the end of their season. But yeah, they're missing that big element in their offense.
Chase Claypool's he's a heck of a golfer.
What he can hit the ball?
Oh, he can play. He got a mid-range and all. Yeah, I was like, hey, you're throwing darts on the green. How about you catch a touchdown?
But I didn't. did you say that to him?
I mean, I don't think that's appropriate conversation on a golf course. That doesn't seem.
He could throw. He got it. He could play golf.
Who was in your foursome? Thompson and Beyond.
Yeah, B Horsham in the back.
That's cute.
What are you going to do Thursday night? Is the majority of the coverage the draft, I guess?
Oh, my goodness. So CBS Miami has a huge, huge draft day plan. We've got an hour special starting at 7 o'clock from downtown Miami where the Dolphins are hosting their draft party. I'll be part of that event as well, doing some MC work for the draft party. We'll have Samantha Rivera and Bo at the Dolphins facility breaking stuff down. We're going to have a whole – Jim Barry will be out there. Everybody's kind of like an all hands on deck. And then all weekend we have coverage, and then we wrap up with a special on Saturday evening at 7:30.
Where is the Dolphins draft party?
I think it's called Pier 5 in Bayside.
Mm. Yeah, new place in Bayside.
Yeah. So it's supposed to be a big event, really cool venue. And then 7:30 on Saturday, I'll host our show from the Dolphins training facility to wrap up what they did for those 3 days, kind of
busy,
set us up for
busy weekend busy, coming up for you.
Busy week on top of the Heat and Panthers playoff runs.
Did you guys send anyone to Boston?
No, we did not send anyone to Boston. It's a little too early, and then I think you kind of just read the, read the tea leaves. A little
read the room.
Right.
We'll wait for them to come back.
Hold on a second.
You think they'll steal a game?
They steal the game. Yeah, I do. I just, I know Boston is a really good three-point shooting team. Second best in the NBA, I think, during the regular season. I gotta hope that maybe one of these performances where they throw up a dud, Miami happens to throw up a great three-point shooting performance and they sneak one out there. I don't think it's a sweep. I think it's still tough. I don't know what it is with Boston. The mental hurdle, and this is why the Scalabrinis of the world are harping on, dirty play stuff. It's because Boston can't get past the fact that Miami still plays them tough no matter who's out there. They've got the superstars.
For anything.
Right. They've got the superstars. They've got Tatum. They've got Jaylen Brown. Right now they got Kristaps Porzingis. Why can't we get past this team that does it like an actual team, like almost like Hoosier style, where they just lean on everybody. I've never seen Hoosier, so I don't know if that reference makes any sense.
I haven't either.
So, Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, the total team aspect is not just one guy. I think that kind of, like, maybe irks them a little bit, and they're pissed off every year that their season kind of comes down to whether Miami beats them or not.
Mike Cugno from CBS4, what a treat for you to come in early, spend the entire 3 o'clock hour with us. What will you do now from 4 o'clock on till your, when's your first hit? 5 something?
5:09 with Steve Goldstein. I'm gonna do a little golf research, find out who the hell be on is. Is it B dot on?
Yeah.
Or B dash on?
No, B period.
Okay.
A-N, on. That's his last name.
Oh, on.
On is the last name. A-N. B is the first initial of the first name.
Okay.
Like B. Horschel.
Gotcha.
Of course, Billy Horschel. Thank you, Cugno. That was it. That was an absolute treat.
Thank you for having me. I kept seeing you point all the time. I thought you kept telling me to point.
You didn't know that I'm the point guard here. I'm like Kyle Lowry. Yeah. I'm Kyle Lowry with
You have a couple timeouts left in here. By the way, true story, Hawk was running laps around here, guys. He's doing cardio in the break.
I was trying to impress Cugno, so I started doing some cardio in the break. Asked him if he wanted to, you know, join in.
I asked him why he was running in slow motion.
And then I was gasping for air. Luckily, I had some pretzels and caramel and a Coke.
I say caramel.
They all say caramel.
Yeah.
It's a little cutesy. It's caramel. A little cute.
There's another A in there.
Yeah, right? Well, is there?
Okay.
Caramel.
C-armel.
See Aramel.
4 o'clock hour is coming up from the Amerant Bank Arena. Doug Plagans is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. Clay Ferrero is going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. Are you reminding me for tickets, Solana?
I am. Imagine Dragons tickets, Hawk.
All right. Let's give away a pair of Imagine Dragons tickets. What caller number do you want to take, Cugno?
4.
Caller 4. And what does that signify?
CBS 4.
Because
you have Clay coming in here to take my seat, so I'm a little...
He's the headliner today. You're on one of these side stages at the Lollapalooza, and Clay will come in and close it all up.
Great.
I couldn't get anyone else to come here in the 3 o'clock hour. There was only one, and it was.
I'm just glad you didn't say 2:30. I would not have been here.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I bought an 85-inch TV because I have a small penis.
Hawk and Crowder.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.